How are you?
Have you eaten today?
你吃过饭吗？
The next question is, what have you eaten?
你吃的是什么？
I have been told that the Chinese will eat anything.
有人告诉我中国人什么都吃。
Somebody said, no, that's not exactly true. They will eat anything that has four legs except a table.
有人说中国人任何四个脚的都吃，除了桌子以外。
And they'll eat anything that flies except an airplane.
天上飞的除了飞机以外。
And they'll eat anything that swims except a boat.
水里游的除了船以外。
Now, I didn't say that a Chinese man told me that, but I don't remember. Maybe it was one of you.
这是另外一个中国人告诉我的，不是我捏造的。
Actually, I think I would probably make a good Chinese because of all the things I have eaten.
我大概也快要变成中国人了，因为我在这儿吃了很多中国菜。
Just to give you an idea, I've eaten snake, and I've eaten squirrel, and I've eaten raccoon.
我吃过蛇，吃过松鼠。
So see, I fit right in with you, right?
所以我跟大家很相似。
I need two volunteers this morning. I need a volunteer to eat something and a volunteer to watch them eat it.
我需要两个志愿者。
Do you have any volunteers that want to be adventuresome this morning? No, come on, you're Chinese. You'll eat anything. Okay, you two girls, you can come up. You can see what I have to eat, and then you can decide which one will eat it and which one will watch. Please come right up here. Face this way. Do these look appetizing to you? For those of you back in the cheap seats, this is what we have. These... Oh, I brought a bottle of water, too. These are not candy, these are the real thing.
这些是真正的虫子。
I have already eaten one.
我已经吃过了。
You want to eat one? Yes, give her a hand. I'll let you pick out. Just one? Okay. See, while she's eating it, I didn't say this, but it actually is called a larva, which means a maggot or a worm.
事实上它是名字叫 larva.
Would you like another one? Would you like a bottle of water? All right. Now I would like you to tell me what that tastes like. You don't know? Well, how about if you tell us what it tastes like?
It's very crunchy.
要吃的人告诉没有吃的人是有什么味道。他说第一个是很脆，咬起来很脆。
Did you like it?
Not really.
你喜欢吗 ？No.
All right, now can you tell us what it tasted like?
还有没有吃过的人讲说那是什么味道。
Well, see, my point is that she can tell us what it tasted like because she ate it.
因为 Michelle 吃了，所以她知道那个味道是什么。
She cannot tell us what it tasted like, even though she watched, because she didn't eat it.
她的朋友没有吃，所以她没有办法形容那个味道是什么。
If any of the rest of you would try, like to try these, I will have these afterwards, and you may try them. Let's give our girls a hand.A long time ago, my father died.
很久以前，我的父亲去世。
Some people came to me and said, "Oh, we're really sorry. I know exactly how you feel."
有些人来告诉我说，我们很抱歉，知道你的伤势，我们真的能够体会你的感觉。
But they didn't, because they'd never had a close relative die, much less their father.
但很多跟我讲这个话的人，他们事实上没有什么这样的经验。所以他们事实上并不能够真正了解我的感受。
Other people came to me and said, "I know what you're going through. My father died so many years ago.
但有另外一些人讲同样的话，但是他们会说，因为我的父亲前几年也是这样子。
And I knew that they really did know what it was like because they had been through the same experience, and it was a lot of difference than the first people.
但是第二种人呢，我就能够知道他们讲的是真正的，因为他们自己亲身感受过。
And when you've gone through really tough times, whether it's a hardship or a trial or sickness or the death of a loved one, depression, whatever it might be, have you wished for somebody who had gone through the same thing so they could help you?
我们都希望当我们走过人生低谷里面啊，许许多多困难的时候，有人能够了解我们的感受。
But maybe you could find no one who had experienced those same things, or at least if they had, they're not telling you.
但是有人告诉你说，他们能够了解，但你真的知道他们了解吗？
And maybe your theme song is like the old spiritual that they used to sing, and some people still do sing.
有一个诗歌是这样唱的。
It goes something like,Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the sorrow.
这个歌里面讲的就是说，没有人能够知道我的伤痛。
You can sing. You could have sung it.
I never sang that. Never sang that one.
It goes on and says, Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
没有人知道我的伤痛。
But my theme this morning is just the opposite, and that's that somebody does know the trouble you've seen.
但我今天早上要讲的是刚刚这个诗歌词相反，就是说真正的确实有人能够了解、体会我们的感受。
And that somebody is Jesus Christ, and not only has he gone through the troubles, but he wants to help you as you go through troubles.
那这个人呢，就是我们的救主耶稣，不单是他。能够了解你的伤痛，因为他自己也经过这些伤痛。
So let's just take a minute and pray before we look into God's word.
所以让我们再次来仰望主祷告。
God, we thank you for Jesus Christ this morning that he came to this world to live and to die.
天父，我们再次为耶稣基督谢谢你，因为他来到世上经历苦难。
And we come into this week that's especially set aside to remember what he went through and how he died and then how he rose again, which we'll celebrate next Sunday.
在下个礼拜天我们要庆祝主耶稣的死而复活。我们在这里这样下面这个礼拜我们要纪念他在这世上所经过的。
As we come together today, we know that some of us are going through some really tough, difficult things right now.
也许在我们中间现在就有人在经历这些人生的苦难。
All of us have in the past, and we probably will face more in the future.
我们过去也曾经经历过，也许我们将来也要面对。
Help us to appreciate Jesus this morning, and help us most of all to know that he cares about what we go through.
天父，求你帮助我们来感谢耶稣基督他所为我们所做的。
May your spirit be our teacher as we study together in Jesus' name.
求圣灵来指教我们今天下面所要讲的话。
If you want to follow along, you can take the announcer, the bulletin in the back. You will see an outline. And if you want to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2.
在程序表的后面有讲到的大纲。请大家也翻到刚刚所念的希伯来书第二章。
As we look at this theme of somebody knows the trouble I've seen, the first thing we want to see is that Jesus is our helper in verses 16 and verse 17.
在二章第十六到十七节说过，耶稣基督会帮助我们在我们人生的低谷的时候。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16.
二章第十六节。
And my first question for you is,Whom does Jesus not help?
十六节说，耶稣基督并不帮助什么样的。
Verse 16 says, "For surely it is not angels he helps."
我们看到十六节说，他并不救拔天使。
And the study of angels is very interesting. And the writer of Hebrews here talks a lot about angels.
在希伯来书里面，提到天使有好几次。
So if he doesn't help angels, whom does he help?
如果耶稣不帮助天使，那他帮助谁呢？
Can you say it with me? For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.
他帮助的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Now your first response would be, well, that's not me because I'm not a Jew.
也许有人马上反应说，这个亚伯拉罕的后裔跟我没关系，因为我不是犹太人。
But as we study the New Testament, we find out that there are more than Jewish people who are Abraham's descendants.
但是如果你看圣经其他的地方，你就知道说亚伯拉罕的后裔不光是只有犹太人。
In Romans chapter 4, verse 16, it says, all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all.
罗马书第四章十六节说到，应许不但要归给那些属律法的，也要归给那效法亚伯拉罕的信心的，因为他在主面前做我们的父。
And so if you have believed in Jesus Christ by faith this morning,Because Abraham also believed in God by faith, it says you are a child or you are a son and daughter of Abraham.
所以如果你已经是接受信耶稣的人，那你就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Do your children learn that song about Father Abraham has many sons? Do they sing that song here? Many sons has Father Abraham, and you do kind of, all kind of goofy things. Raise your right arm, raise your left arm. I'm sorry.
I did not have that kind of education.
So that's what it's talking about. It's talking about that Father, or Abraham is our father if we believed in Jesus Christ by faith.
So, 亚伯拉罕是我们信心的父。
And so when it says that he helps Abraham's descendants, it means that he helps us.
所以我们如果是亚伯拉罕的后裔，耶稣就会帮助我们。
In order to help us, it says he was made like us in every way. Made like us in every way.
第十七节说到说，耶稣凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
Let's think about that for just a minute.
让我们好好思想这句。
He was born just like we are.
他生出来就像我们做孩子的时候生出来这样子。
He wore diapers and his diapers had to be changed.
他一样要包着尿布。
He had to learn to walk, and he had to learn to talk.
他必须要学走路，学讲话。
He had to learn to read, and he had to learn to write.
学看书啊，怎么写字。
It's kind of amazing when you stop and think about God doing all those things, isn't it? God wearing a diaper?
我们很难想象神的儿子需要包尿片。
He also learned the carpentry trade from his father.
他要学着怎么样做木工，跟他的爸爸学。
Tells us in the Bible he got tired. Remember when he was sleeping when the storm was going on.
他也有这些身体上的限制，比如说在他很累，在睡觉。
He got thirsty. He asked the woman at the well for a drink.
他到了撒玛利亚的井旁，向妇人要水喝。
He got hungry, he got cold, he got hot. He got all the things that we get because he was human.
他一样跟我们一样会感觉到饥饿、寒冷等等这些身体的限制。
And so God through Jesus Christ knows what it's like firsthand to eat the worm.
他也知道吃虫子是什么味道。
He isn't like a bystander who watched, he actually experienced it.
他不是一个站在旁边看热闹的人，而却是一个自己经历这些苦难的人。
And going back to the illustration of my father dying, isn't it much more meaningful to have a helper who has been through what we've been through?
回到我刚刚所提的例子，当年我的父亲过世的时候，我最需要的是能够自己受到那种安慰是那些人自己曾经经历过的。
And by the way, when I ask a question, this means yes, this means no, and of course, this always means you're asleep.
我问你们的时候，你们最好有回答。
And so Jesus Christ has gone through the things that we've gone through.
耶稣经历我们 人生所经历的事情。
Next, let's look at why he was made like us.
所以为什么第十七节要说耶稣要被造得跟他的弟兄们一样？
If you look at the first part of verse 17, it says, for this reason.
十七节前面说为了这个原因。
So we have to go back to verse 16 and see what the reason is, and the reason is because he helps us.
为了这个原因，这什么原因呢？就是第十六节讲的，因为要他来帮助我们。
And God knows that the best helper is one who has been there and gone through the same thing, and so Jesus did that so he could experience what we have experienced, so he could help us.
神知道，能够帮助人的自己需要经历。
And then the second reason in verse 17, it says, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
第十七节的下半节讲到说，要耶稣基督要成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
So when we talk about a high priest, maybe some of us we need to clarify what a high priest is.
所以我们先看看大祭司是什么意思。
This is a picture of a high priest and the garments that they wore.
这是以色列人的大祭司他们所穿的这个服装。
And the Jewish people had a lot of priests, and then the next step up were the chief priests, and then above that was the high priest.
我们知道以色列人有很多的祭司，祭司中间有里面选出来的最大的，只有一位的，这个是最高层的祭司。
So the high priest was the highest position, and he offered sacrifices for the sins of the people.
他要来替众人办理这个赎罪祭。
He was the only one who could enter the Holy of Holies one time a year with blood as the annual sacrifice for their sins.
也只有大祭司一年一次可以进到圣殿里面的至圣所，为百姓和他自己献上赎罪祭。
And in chapter 5, verse 1, the writer of Hebrews says, every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
希伯来书五章一节说到，凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
And so Jesus represents us. In fact, it uses the word intercessor in the Bible to represent us before God.
所以耶稣基督是在神面前来为我们或代表我们献祭。
And it also says here that he made an atonement for sin.
这边讲到说献上为我们的罪献上挽回祭。
In the Old Testament, the high priest would take the blood of an animal into the Holy of Holies and put it on the atonement seat to cover for their sins.
在古代，以色列的大祭司，我刚刚讲过，一年一次进到圣所里面，要带着羔羊的血来为百姓跟他自己献上挽回祭。
When Jesus died on the cross, he actually took his own blood.Presented it to God, and it became the sacrifice for our sins.
同样的，耶稣基督在十字架上面自己为我们留下他的宝血，也是在神的面前献上这个挽回祭。
But he's not just a high priest; it tells us he's a merciful high priest.
耶稣不单是这个大祭司，而且他是一位慈悲的大祭司。
Have you ever been going through a really tough time, and you tell somebody about your problems, and they say, "What?"Why are you doing that? You shouldn't feel that way.
你有没有这样感觉？就是说，你曾经跟在很困难的时候跟人谈过，但是对方却有点在这个在问你为什么会做出这些不对的事。
We need someone who is merciful to us, someone who will care, someone who won't condemn us.
我们需要的是一位慈悲为怀的倾听者，而不是一个来做决断的判断或是论断我们的人。
Mercy really means to hold back or to keep back from us what we really deserve.
慈悲就是说不按照你该受的惩罚来加诸于你。
And it usually has to do with, you know, judgment or punishment and things like that.
通常跟这个处罚或是论论断这些东西有关系。
Well, what makes a person more merciful is when they have gone through the same thing and they say, oh, I know what it's like. It's really tough. It's really difficult.
一个有慈悲为怀的人他通常是自己经历过类似的这个伤痛或苦难。
The second thing it says is a faithful high priest.
十七节我们又看到第二个是耶稣是一个忠信的大祭司。
Means you can count on somebody, they are trustworthy.
表示这个忠信意思就是说他们是可以是可靠的是能够值得信赖的。
And Jesus is faithful partly because it's his character, and also partly because he's been through it and he knows that we need somebody to be faithful to us as we go through difficulties.
耶稣所以能够成为忠信的大祭司，一方面是因为他本身有这些特质，另外一方面是他所经历的各样的苦难。
And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
希伯来书第四章十五节说过，因为他自己经历过这些苦难跟试炼，所以他能够帮助这些正在试炼当中的人。
And that leads us to the second thing, and that's Jesus can help us because he suffered.
所以这个就带我们进到这句话说，耶稣能够帮助我们，因为他自己经历过这些。
And both in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4, we have the temptation of Jesus.
在马太跟路加第四章都提到耶稣当年受撒旦的试探。
And some people think that that's the only time Jesus was tempted.
很多人以为那是唯一的一次耶稣受到试探的时候。
At the end of the temptation in Luke, it says, when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left Jesus until an opportune time.
如果你翻到路加四章十三节，讲到说，当魔鬼结束了这些他所有的试探以后，他就暂时离开耶稣。
I want us to focus on an opportune time.
英文这边讲到，他是暂时的离开，要等到将来还有机会，他还会再回来。
It means he was looking for a time when Jesus was weak or susceptible to temptation, just like he does for us.
就他在这个魔鬼在等待耶稣软弱的时候，就像我们软弱的时候，他会再回来做试探。
And I personally believe that this week that we are celebrating was an extreme trial and temptation for Jesus.
我个人相信在我们这个礼拜我们在准备要庆祝这个复活节的时候，这段的时间特别是耶稣受试探最厉害的时候。
You say, well, what do you mean? Well, let's take a look at some of the events that happened in this next 7 days that we celebrate.
也许你不太了解我所讲的，我们看看在下面，也就是说，耶稣基督在上十字架之前那一个礼拜，他所经历的。
Have you ever had some people tell you how important you are to them, how much they love you, how you know you're a special friend and all that?
你有没有这样的经历？就是说，人家说你多么重要，多么好。
And then they turned against you.
然后没多久，他们反过来。陷害你。
Jesus knows what you feel like because people turned against him too.
耶稣基督就是面对这样的一个试炼。
This is called Palm Sunday because on Palm Sunday Jesus rode into Jerusalem and they waved palm branches and said, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King.
耶稣基督在上十字架之前的一个礼拜，他进到耶路撒冷城，许多百姓夹道欢迎他，并且高喊着何塞纳何塞纳 这个我们的王来了。
He said how wonderful he was, and then on Friday they were saying, "Crucify him, crucify him."
但是五天以后，同样的这群百姓在这个罗马巡抚的面前高喊，钉死他，钉死他。
So in that sense, Jesus has eaten the worm too. He knows what it's like.
也就是说，耶稣基督得吃下这些不好吃的虫子。
And then, have you ever had to do a job because nobody else would do it? And have you ever had to do a job because nobody else would do it?
第二个经历是你有没有做过一些别人都不愿意干的事？
Happened to Jesus too.
耶稣也做过这些。
It came down to the Last Supper, and their feet were all dirty, and their custom was to not only take off their sandals, but to wash their feet.
记得耶稣在最后的晚餐的时候替门徒们洗脚吗？
And nobody else would do it, so guess what Jesus did?
没有人愿意替别人洗脚，所以耶稣自己做。
So the next time you have a job to do that nobody else wants to do, just remember, Jesus knows what it's like.
所以下次如果你有什么事情是别人不愿意做的，你想到耶稣愿意去做，那么你就去做。
And what about feeling lonely? Have you ever felt lonely and like everybody has deserted you?
你有没有感觉到孤独啊？因为别人都弃你而去。
Well, Jesus understands and knows what it's like because when he needed his friends to pray, what were they doing?
当耶稣要他的门徒们为他祷告的时候。门徒们在干嘛？
They were sleeping in his greatest hour of trial.
他们都睡着了。
When he faced, not only did they sleep, but later on they all ran away.
他们不但在耶稣祷告的时候睡着了，而且在耶稣被抓的时候都跑了。
A couple followed from a long distance away, but they did not want to be identified with Jesus.
虽然有一两个门徒远远地看着他，但他们都不愿意表态。说他们跟耶稣有任何的关系。
So when you feel lonely, when you feel deserted, remember, Jesus knows what it's like too. He's eaten that worm as well.
当你感到孤单，感到别人都弃你而去的时候，想一想耶稣的处境。
Have you ever faced temptation not to go through with what God's will was for your life?
你有没有在试炼里面，你真的想要？放弃。
Maybe some other way looked like it'd be a little easier.
或者是想要找到一条捷径，能够逃出这样的困境。
Maybe we've been tempted to quit.
或者是放弃，或者是不干了。
He cried there in the garden. He said, "If it's possible, God, let this cup pass from me. If it's possible, let it pass from me."
耶稣在客西马尼园里面祷告。像神说，若是你肯，请把这个苦杯挪去。
Maybe like Michelle thinking, what did I get into when I volunteered to eat? Please let somebody else eat it.
也许米夏当看到我这包虫子的时候，他也在想同样的事。
Jesus knows what it's like, but he also knows what it's like to go ahead and follow God's will, even when you're tempted to quit.
耶稣知道。即使神不允许，他也知道他所要面对的，也知道他要走到什么样的境况里面去。
He also had close friends betray him.
再来是他有很好的朋友背叛他。
You know, sometimes we can understand it if it's people that we just kind of casually ignore, they're not our close friends, but when it's our close friends, that's really tough.
当你的很好的朋友背叛你的时候，那是什么感觉？
And here's Peter. Peter, James, and John. You hear that many times. He was in the inner circle, the three closest to Jesus. And he denies that he even knows Jesus.
就像他的大弟子彼得三次否认他。
And then we have Judas, one of the 12. And he is the one who kisses Jesus and says, Hail, Master.
还有这个卖主的犹大。 他在带兵来抓耶稣的时候还跟耶稣亲嘴。
So when you've had close friends betray you, believe me, Jesus has eaten that worm too, and he knows what it's like.
所以耶稣最知道哪些好朋友背后捅他一刀。
And probably all of us have been mocked and laughed at and made fun of.
再来是被别人讥笑、取笑的痛苦。
The soldiers mocked him, made fun of him.
那些罗马的兵丁嘲笑他。
Put a crown on his thorns on his head and said, "Hail to the King."
在十字架上，他们用荆棘做一个冠冕，来压在他的头上。
Blindfold him and said, "Prophesy, prophet, who hit you?"
或者把他的眼睛蒙起来，然后打他，然后问他说：“你如果是先知，告诉我们是谁打你？”
The Jewish leaders mocked him while he was on the cross, saying, "If you're the Son of God, come down."
这些犹太的领袖。在十字架的下面嘲笑他说：“如果你是王，为什么自己不能够下来呢？”
I don't think we personally understand how tough that was for Jesus.
我想我们自己没有办法了解耶稣在十字架上面所受到的嘲弄。
You know why?
为什么？
Because Jesus could have zapped him right on the spot, and he did. He had the power to do that. We don't, but he did not do it.
因为耶稣这位大能的王，他可以动个手指头就把这一切改变，但是他选择不用他的权力。
And have you ever had people lie about you, take what you said and twist it to something you really didn't say?
你有没有被别人向你说谎，或是把你所说的加油添醋，把它改变了？
Have you had people on purpose?Destroy your character and your reputation.
甚至有人故意这样做来破坏你的名誉。
Well, Jesus did too. He was lied about.
耶稣也面对这样的感受。
He went to the trial and they told lies about him. What he said, they turned what he said around.
他经历了这个审判他告诉别人他这一生是做什么的。
So when we've gone through that, we know that.Jesus has eaten that worm too, he understands.
但是别人却把他所讲的歪曲了。
And then of course Jesus also faced terrible physical pain, terrible physical pain.
更不要说的是他经历了最痛苦的在肉体上最痛苦的刑罚。
If you really want to get...What I think is an accurate description of all that Jesus went through, watch the Passion of the Christ.
You can watch Mel Gibson's The Passion of Jesus Christ. You can watch that movie. You can see the pain on the body.
From the time that he was beaten, through the thorns on his head, to the carrying of the cross, to the agonizing suffering on the cross.
From his being beaten, to his head wearing the crown of thorns.一直到在十字架上面的痛苦。
Maybe there's someone here this morning who has gone through a situation where you would rather die than to continue in the pain that you are in.
也许在我们中间也有人在面对这样的肉体上的痛苦，甚至你觉得还不如死了算了。
Jesus understands because he's gone through it.
知道这样的痛苦。
Well, you know, I could go on and give you many more illustrations about what Jesus has gone through and how he can relate to us.
我可以继续地找出很多耶稣所经历的苦难。
But I'm sure you get the point that he, as I began with the illustration, he ate the worm. He didn't observe, he ate it, and he knows what it's like firsthand.
但是我的重点是你们都了解他所经历过的这些。所以他能够帮助我们。
He's merciful, he's faithful, he represents us before God because he understands.
所以说，十七节说他是慈悲又是忠信的大祭司，在神面前来帮助我们。
The story is told about a British painter by the name of Joseph Mallard William Turner.
有一个故事讲到这个英国有一个很有名的画家，他的名字很长，叫 Joseph Turner。
He painted many scenes of the sea and storms at sea, and he painted one in particular and invited a friend to come and see it.
他画过很多跟海航行有关的这个照片，但有一幅画他特别的喜欢，他就邀请他一个朋友来看这幅画。
And I don't know if it was this picture or another picture, but his friend just stood there and was amazed and said, "It's so realistic. How did you do this? How can it be so real?"
他的朋友看了以后大为惊叹，说：“你怎么能够画得这么样的真实？”
And Turner replied, "He said I went to the coast of Holland and I found a fisherman to go out in his boat with him."
他说：“我特别跑到荷兰的海边去，我找到一个船长，叫他带我出海。”
And on purpose, they went out in a storm, and then he had the fisherman actually tie him to the mast of the boat in the storm.
他特别告诉这个捕鱼的船长说：“你把我绑在船最高的那个桅杆上面。”
And then the fisherman actually took the boat, steered it right into the fiercest part of the storm.
而且他们选择是有一个大风浪来的时候，他们开船出去。
And Turner said, "The storm raged with such fury at times, I longed to be in the bottom of the boat where the waves would blow over me."
啊，这个画家说，我被绑在这个杆最高的地方，有很多时候我很后悔，我很希望能够进到船的下面去。
But he said I couldn't because I was bound to the mast. I was tied right up to the mast.
但是我无法逃脱，因为我是被绑住的。
And he said, "Not only did I see the storm and its raging fury, I felt it. It blew into me, as it were, until I became part of the storm."
他说，我不但亲眼看到这个风浪是什么样子，这个风浪事实上打在我的脸上，使我成为风浪的一部分。
And then he said, "After that, I had this experience. I went back to my studio and I painted the picture."
所以在这个经历之后，我回到了我的画室里面，我就赶快把这些经历画出来。
And if you please, Jesus entered the storm, but not to paint a picture.
同样的，耶稣也是经历了这些风浪。
He did it first of all to make the sacrifice for our sins, and then second, so he could be an effective helper for us.
他为我们成为这个献祭的祭品。然后他才能够来帮助我们。
Stephen Brown wrote this.
有个人叫 Stephen Brown, 他写了这些。
I believe God entered time and space to make a non-verbal statement.
他说我相信神就是基督进到了这个时空里面来做一个见证，一个不用说出来的一个宣告。
He didn't come to keep us from suffering. He came to suffer as we must suffer.
他来没有，不是要让我们不经过这些痛苦，而是他来跟我们一起经历痛苦。
He didn't come just to keep us from being afraid. He came to be afraid as we are afraid.
他来不是要让我们免于害怕，而是他跟我们一起害怕。
He didn't come just to keep us from dying. He came to die as we must die.
他来并不是让我们能够不死，而是他来与我们一起面对死亡。
He didn't come just to keep us from being tempted. He came to be tempted as we are tempted.
他来不是让我们不受到试炼或试探，而是跟我们一起经历试探。
I don't know about you, but when I think about these things, it's just like I'm just amazed by Jesus Christ.
所以当我看到这些的时候，我真的是被耶稣的生平所再一次震动。
There's a song that says, "What a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord," and that's how I feel. What a wonderful Savior and Helper.
就是让我想到一首圣诗，是我们的救主是何等的奇妙。
So, what should be our response?
所以我们要如何来回应呢？
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it tells us we should go confidently to God for help.
希伯来书四章十六节说，我们只管坦然无惧地来到神施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
It's both a wonderful invitation as well as an encouragement to us.
这句话不单是一个邀请，也是一个对我们的鼓励。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
再念一次，让我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And the reason we can go confidently is simply because of Jesus, not because of who we are, not because of what we've done, but because of Jesus and what he has done.
我们能够坦然无惧来到耶稣的面前，是因为他曾经经历过这些苦难，而且他愿意帮助我们。
And if we'll do that, it tells us that we'll receive mercy to help us in our time of need.
我们来到耶稣面前求帮助的时候，我们就可以得到从他那里来的怜悯跟恩惠。
It's like Jesus coming alongside of us and saying, Brother, I know what you've been through, and I'm here for you to help you through.
所以耶稣会站在我们旁边，拍拍我们肩膀说，弟兄或姐妹，我会帮助你，因为我也曾经经历同样的苦难。
And you may say, but I've blown it, I've really made a mess of things.
Beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, I really made a mess of things.
也许有人说 我的这个生命真是一团糟，怎么办？
As we come with a humble, repentant attitude, Jesus welcomes us and forgives us.
所以你可以来到耶稣的面前，求原谅，求帮助。
We also find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们也看到恩惠在我们的生命里面对我们的帮助。
Grace is often defined as God's undeserved favor, and it is exactly that.
所谓的恩惠就是你本来不配得的，但是神愿意给你的。
But as we study the Bible, we also see it has the meaning of God giving us the desire and the ability to do what he wants us to do.
这个恩惠也代表了，在圣经里面告诉我们说是神给我们的一种，意愿跟这个能力来做他要我们所做的。
So this morning in our time of need, let's not run away from God.
对，今天早上让我们学习不要从神的面前逃跑开来。
Let's run to him in our hurt, in our sorrow, our grief, and our pain.
反而是在我们碰到困难、忧伤、痛苦的时候，我们要转向神，要朝神跑过去。
And the people that Hebrews was written to had an idea of God as being a fearful God, an awesome God, which of course he is an awesome God, but to the point to where they were scared of him.
在希伯来书里面讲到神的许多的特质，没有错，神是有很多伟大的特质，但是有时候让人觉得敬畏，而且愿意要保持距离。
And there are probably some of us here this morning that had that same feeling towards God.
也许在我们中间有些人对神的态度也是这样，觉得是敬而远之。
And the writer of Hebrews is saying, standing at the right hand of God is Jesus Christ, our mediator, our high priest, who has gone through all of this.
希伯来书同时也提到，耶稣基督是站在神右边为我们祈求的那位大祭司。
And he's merciful and he's faithful.
他是富有怜悯又忠实可靠的。
So you accept that invitation this morning to bring your hurts and your problems and your sorrows and your heartaches to God today.
所以你愿意今天早上接受这样的邀请，把你的人生的问题、你的困难交在神的面前吗？
Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
耶稣在马太福音11章28节里面说到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And so my challenge to you today is somebody knows the troubles you've seen. Somebody knows the worms you've eaten.
所以今天我要给大家的挑战是，你知道有人经历过你所经历的，有人愿意帮助你。
So come to Jesus with all your pain and sorrow because he knows the trouble that you've seen.
所以让我们来到耶稣基督的面前，带着你的痛苦、你的伤痛，因为他曾经，他了解你所经历的。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we are truly amazed by Jesus today.
主啊，我们再次的被耶稣基督的经历所震惊。
To think that he would leave heaven to come here and to go through all of this stuff on earth, things that we face.
当我们想到他要离开天上的宝座，来到这个世间，经历这世上的痛苦。
So that he might die as a sacrifice for our sins.
所以他能够在十字架上面奉献他自己的生命，成为我们的赎罪祭。
And so that he could experience what we experience.
而且他可以经历我们人生所要经历的各样的困难。
And so that we could come to you with confidence because of Jesus Christ.
以至于我们能够到神的面前，透过耶稣。
And my prayer this morning is for those of us who are hurting and going through difficult times that instead of running away, that we would come to you.
为我们中间正在经历困难的弟兄跟姐妹们，求你们不要，求你帮助他们不要远离你，反而要靠近你。
And I pray that if there are any here this morning who are going through severe trials, that they might even seek out a brother or sister to also encourage them and pray for them.
也让我们中间在面对试探的弟兄或姐妹，让我们有其他的弟兄姐妹能够一起为他们代祷。
We thank you for this weekend. We just pray that we might take some time to especially be thankful for Jesus.
我们求你帮助我们在这个周末，我们能够花一些时间来思想你为我们所做的。
And as we come back on Friday to reflect some more on Jesus and what he's done for us, may it be a true blessing. In Jesus' name we pray.、
Amen. 也帮助我们在下礼拜五能够回到晚上能够回到这里，我们来有一个Good Friday 的这个特别的节目。谢谢你，这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。